Thank you. I'm Andre and I live in London.
Hiya.
I have a question about the sense of separation. I feel like I can distinguish between the contents of consciousness and consciousness itself. So, for example, if I stub my toe, I can see that I'm not that experience. I'm that which is conscious of having my toe stubbed. But where I get stuck is going from there. I have this sort of following thought, like, I see that, I'm aware of that pain, but other people can't access it. And conversely, if someone else in the group stubs their toe, I don't have access to that experience. So I can jump from I'm not my pain to I'm consciousness, but then I get stuck there and I still feel like my consciousness is somehow still localized in the sense that it can only shine light on my experience and not on that of others. And conversely, they don't have access to my experience. And so it still feels like we're apart.
Because you cannot know what another person is experiencing, you presume, therefore, that the awareness with which you know your experience and the awareness with which they know their experience must be separate. It's like you live in London, Andre. Is it Andre? Yeah.
That's
It's
it.
like presuming that because you now can't see the contents of your kitchen in London, therefore, the space in which the contents of your kitchen are appearing must be a different space from the space in which the contents of this room are appearing.
Yeah, that's where I'm stuck. Exactly, yeah.
Well, it's obvious to you that the space of your kitchen and the space of this room are the same space.
Yes.
Just because you cannot now access the contents of your kitchen, but just because you cannot experience them, doesn't imply that they must therefore appear in a different space, a different physical space than the objects in this room. It's because you're conflating the contents of awareness with awareness itself, and you're presuming that awareness must share the limitations that your experience shares. Your thoughts and your feelings are private and limited, you're quite right, but you presume that consciousness must therefore also be private and limited. And that's a conflation which is, we're brought up to believe this, but actually when you explore it, it's as logical as thinking the space in this room is separate from the space in your kitchen. But we don't realize the extent to which we've been conditioned. We presume that the belief that our awareness is temporary, finite, and private, we believe that so strongly that we feel we have to make this leap of understanding, if not a leap of faith, to consider the possibility that the awareness with which each of us is aware of our experience is the same awareness. But we don't have to make that leap. It is, in fact, our experience that awareness is unlimited. So rather than asking, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that it's only because we believe that awareness is temporary and finite that we want evidence that it's infinite. But it is our experience, as I've tried to show you these last meditations, it is our experience that awareness is infinite. Therefore, you should be asking for evidence that awareness is finite. Instead of saying to me, but where is the evidence that consciousness is infinite and therefore shared? You should be saying to me, or you should be asking yourself, where is the evidence that consciousness is private or limited? Because that contradicts your experience. I hope during these last few meditations you've seen that there's the content of it, consciousness is private and limited, but the space of awareness within which experience arises doesn't share the limitations of experience. But it's only because we believe so strongly, we presume so strongly that awareness is finite, we think, goodness, the possibility that awareness might be infinite and therefore shared is some extraordinary possibility that I need extraordinary proof for. Just turn it the other way around. Start with, this is why we started where we did last night. Start with the evidence of your experience. Consciousness is unlimited. and try and reimagine your experience. Build a new model of experience that is consistent with that understanding. We understand that physical space is unlimited. Because of that understanding, we know that the space in your space in each of your kitchens at home, we all know that it's the same space as the space in this room. Imagine that you presumed that the space in this room was temporary and finite. Then you'd be asking me for proof that the space in your kitchen was the same space as this room. The only reason you think it's a different space is because you believe so strongly that this is a temporary, finite space. So rather than looking for proof that consciousness is shared and universal, explore, go deeply into this belief you have that consciousness is temporary and finite. And see that in your own experience of being aware, that there's no limit there. That is, in awareness's experience of itself, that there's no limit there. And try to upgrade your model of reality in a way that's consistent with that understanding.
That's very helpful. Thank you.